Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome to our monthly New Music Spotlight, where we shine that spotlight on some of the great new sounds in gospel music, including the latest from Channing Ellington, Michael English, the Booth Brothers, the McCameys, Tribute Quartet, the Tallies, and more. Plus, including this quartet. I grew up listening to this group, and Mike Holcomb is with me today, of course, the bass singer for the Inspirations. And Mike, thanks for joining me today as a guest co-host as we preview some new sounds in gospel music. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Daniel. It's good to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio with you.
And you know, I was a little tyke going to the Red Curtain Auditorium of the Warner Robins Civic Center. And those were great memories through the years. And I'm sure you're still singing in that same venue.
Well, we haven't been able to go to Warner Robins in about a year now. The promoter that we had there passed away. And so we haven't been able to go a little over a year to Warner Robins to that particular auditorium. But it does hold a whole lot of great memories for us. We made Inspirations Live 1976, and a night of inspiration there back to back, and it was just a tremendous time for us, and I'll never forget it. I had to be there. I was in a cast at the time, but it was kind of ironic. I broke my ankle playing basketball, and then here I'm in a cast. We're doing a live thing on stage in Warner Robins where I'm supposed to move around, but I didn't move very much.
You know, that auditorium, though, has held a lot of memories for me, but I know a lot of gospel music has passed through that place. And so that's some of the first sounds I heard of gospel music came from there, of course, records too. And so it's a treat to have you here as we listen to some new sounds in gospel music. And we'll go ahead and start off with the Inspirations' latest song here. It's I'll Never Sail Alone. And this just has that quartet / Inspirations feel to it that I love.
Well, that's exactly what this song is. It is a quartet, Southern gospel quartet song. And it's like one you would have heard 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to still be able to hear today.
Yeah. So how do you guys go about choosing these songs or finding songwriters that write in that style?
Well, Daniel, we go through tons of material. We get songs from everywhere. And you just have to kind of wade through them. And, you know, about every writer can write different styles of music. And however they feel it, however they write it, however they demo the music we're listening to, it has to touch somebody in the quartet. It has to move us to be able to say, hey, that's a good song, or I like that, or we ought to do this. You know, it has to be able to move that. And to be honest with you, you go through 300-400 songs to pick out 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you go back and you pick out something that's been wore out a long time ago, an old song or something, because you just can't find the 10 that you really want to record.
Right. Well, this one was a treat because this has Bryson City, North Carolina stamped all over it. And I think you will agree when you hear it. The Inspirations now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I'll never sail alone, though I am headed home. This vessel's not my own. The captain has stepped on board. Thunder and crashing waves can sink what mercy made. This ship was built to praise Jesus, my Lord.
No,
I'll never sail alone on stormy seas. I have the mighty hand of God leading me. He'll pilot me safely through waters unknown. I will not fear because I don't sail alone.
I have God's promise here. The day is drawing near when I'll reach reach heaven's pier, and I'll sail these seas no more, but till I'm anchored safe where heaven's harbor waits. Though this boat rocks and shakes, my fate's in the Lord. No,
I'll never sail alone on stormy seas. I have the mighty hand of God leading me. He'll pilot me safely through waters unknown. I will not fear because I don't sail alone.
No, I'll
not sail alone on this stormy sea.
Yes, the mighty hand of God leading me.
He'll pilot me safely through waters unknown. I will not fear because I don't sail alone.
He'll
pilot me safely through waters unknown.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It is a new music spotlight with my guest co-host today, Mike Holcomb of The Inspirations. Right now, the newest from Ernie Hudson's signature sound.
Staring out the window as a storm comes blowing fast across the field. It made me think about you, how the thunder made you shiver, and the lightning always scared you. Does it still? I guess that's a silly question, 'cause there are no storms in heaven. Well, at least as far as anyone can tell. Oh, sometimes I wonder, sometimes I wonder. Standing at your bedside, you were so concerned with leaving us behind. We held on to you tightly, and you told us you were worried that we'd be okay. Has heaven eased your mind? Do you know how much we miss you? Do you wish we were there with you? Do you get to think about us anymore? Sometimes I wonder, sometimes I wonder. Do you ever see the sights and think this must be some fantastic dream? Can you wrap your mind around the things you see? Or is it more than you can comprehend? To think today will never end, and all is peace and joy eternally. Heaven, did you walk or did you break into a run? Even though you'd never been there, did it feel like home already? Were you welcomed by the Father and the Son?
Did you bow in humble reverence just to stand there in the presence? Did they take you in their arms in sweet embrace? Sometimes I wonder, sometimes I wonder, I wonder, sometimes I wonder, I wonder.
You're listening to a new music spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends with my guest co-host today, Mike Holcomb of The Inspirations. And you guys have been, and I know you in particular have been, a faithful member of that group for so many years there with Mark. Just how many?
I'm in my 41st year.
Whoa.
With The Inspirations. I started in September of 1972.
Wow.
And, it's been a long time ago. You know, we had a fella, he came to drive the bus for us a couple of weeks ago, and he's about 8 months older than I am. But he drove for UPS for 35 years,
yeah,
retired, and now he's getting to enjoy being at home and being with the family and going and doing what he wants to do. And here I've already been with the quartet 40 years, have no retirement, and having to keep going. And I don't want it to sound like it's something I dread, but here I am. I've seen a generation pass before me. And we're still singing a lot of the same songs we did when I started 40 years ago.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, when you've put in the time that you've put into this music, then when it comes time for a new group or a new sound or a new song to be sung by, you know, somebody, maybe a whippersnapper or something, then you oftentimes will have an opinion and you'll think, well, that sounded like it just fell off the turnip wagon, or boy, those guys are pretty innovative. And I think the latter would be true when you come up with the Booth Brothers. And these, you know, we saw them as kids maybe a few years ago, but they've really grown into their own sound, a smooth harmony sound, and they've got this cool song that they really have come to the forefront with right now. I've played in the band, sang in the choir. It's catchy, isn't it?
That's right. We were with them down in Florida not too long ago, or a matter of fact, in February, and they did this song, and it's one of those that it's a happy kind of sing-along kind of song, and everybody seemed to enjoy it. The Booth Brothers are unique. There's nobody quite like them. They have carved their own niche in this thing, and they do a tremendous job. They're sincere. They're dedicated Christian gentlemen, and I'm glad I can say that about them, and I watched them grow up, you know, and it's just refreshing to me that there are folks like this still around that are coming along that are doing such a good job.
Exactly right. Booth Brothers, and this is a good one. And you're hearing it on a new music spotlight with Daniel Britt and friends, and my guest co-host today, Mike Holcomb of The Inspiration.
I played in the band, I sang in a choir, I wrote a few songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they ask me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire to play in a band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir. Some think you gotta be the big dog and lead all the little dogs around. You gotta sing a solo, preach a great sermon, or be the biggest, hottest thing in town. I guess I'm just a simple man with a simple desire to play in the band, write a few songs. Lord, I wanna sing in the choir. I played in the band, I sang in the choir, wrote a few songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire to play in the band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir. I played in the band, I sang in the choir. Yes, I did. Songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire to play in the band, write a few songs, and sing in the choir. I played in the band, I sang in the choir. Songs that gave a few people hope. Every once in a while I started a fire. When they asked me up there, what did you do down there? I'll say it was my heartfelt desire, heartfelt desire. Play in the band, write a few songs, sing in the choir. I played in the band, wrote a few songs, sing in the choir.
nothing but the new stuff. It's Daniel, Britt, and Friends, a new music spotlight, the Booth Brothers there. Hey, Mike Holcomb from The Inspirations is here as my guest co-host today. Here's the latest called Stubborn from Michael English.
There's a whole lot of stubborn in this room. There's a whole lot of pride that won't let go. There's a whole lot of stubborn in this room. It shows no sign of giving up control. I've drawn all the curtains and I've turned out the lights. Scared to death somebody else might see. There's a whole lot of stubborn in this room, and there's no one here but me. There's a whole lot of demons in this room. They want it all and they don't want to share. There's a whole lot of demons in this room, and none of them believe in fighting fair. Some sit on my left and some sit on my right. They talk so loud it's hard to disagree. I'm surrounded by the demons in this room, and there's no one here but me. And I can't quite remember how to pray anymore, and I can't quite remember what to say. Molecule of faith in this room, what they used to call a mustard seed. There's a molecule of faith in this room, in a book that says that's all I ever need. I don't know, but I hope I find it soon, 'cause nothing else will ever set me free. And there's a molecule of faith in this room, and even though it's much too small to see, if I had the courage to find the one who left it here for me. Oh, 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 oh,
but the new stuff today. You're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends with Mike Holcomb as my guest co-host as we're listening to some new sounds. And this is an old friend of yours, I'm sure, because being a quartet guy like you are, he was at one time, but has been traveling the solo circuit for a while. I'm talking about Ivan Parker and his new song, which is a remake of an old classic.
Yes, it is. This song called Sail On was first brought out by the Imperials way back in the 70s, and I enjoyed it then. I enjoy it now. It's a good song talking about staying with the stuff. Sail on with Jesus. Just keep it on, because soon he's coming to gather us together. And Ivan is a tremendous singer. He was the lead singer back when he was with Gold City for so many years, mm-hmm. and still does a tremendous job, and I just love and appreciate Ivan.
You know, I'm sure he had these thoughts when he made that decision to go solo, but Mike, if all of a sudden tomorrow you had to step out of the quartet world and become a solo artist, what would keep you awake at night? What would scare you to death about having to do a solo show?
Oh, well, one thing, I've always sung bass, and I've never heard of a successful bass singing soloist. I don't know that that would happen. I've got to have a quartet around me,
right,
to be able to do what I do. But it would scare me to death to think that I had to be up there by myself. I'm in the pulpit preaching and singing by myself.
Right.
And it's amazing to me that when I'm on stage with three other guys singing, I never have a problem remembering the words. But when I'm on there by myself, I have to have a copy of the words in front of me or I'll forget them.
Wow.
And that is something to think about.
Yeah. Well, here he is, Ivan Parker, solo from the quartet world of the Imperials in this song remake, Sail On. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight with my guest co-host today, Mike Holcomb of the Inspirations.
Sail on when the water gets high. Sail on when the wind starts to die. Sail on. It's just a matter of minutes till a ship comes to get us, and we'll all get in it.
When we're all born, we set out to sea, looking for answers continuously. Then when we find out to him we belong, we watch for the sign and keep sailing on.
Sail on when the water gets high. Sail on when the wind starts to die. Sail on. It's just a matter of minutes till a ship comes to get us, and we'll all get in it.
Cast up your sails and let the wind blow. Jesus will never let your ship lose control. Just keep your compass set on the sun. He'll guide you safely to his beautiful home.
Sail on when the water gets high. Sail on when the wind starts to die. Sail on. It's just a matter of minutes till a ship comes to get us, and we'll all get in it. We can't afford to throw our lives
to the wind.
To the wind. Oh, we've got the Lord in control of our ship, and he'll guide us safely in. He'll guide us in.
Sail on when the water gets high. Sail on. When the wind starts to die, sail on. It's just a matter of minutes till a ship comes to get us, and we'll all get in it. Sail on. When the water gets high, sail on. When the wind starts to die, sail on. It's just a matter of minutes till a ship comes to get us, and we'll all get in it. Sail on, sail on.
This is Mike Holcomb, the Inspirations Quartet, and you're listening to a New Music Spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Here's Triumphant Quartet.
We will remember the hour. We will remember the day when we witnessed unbelievable favor, when we were granted inconceivable grace.
The king said,
turn up the fire.
After we had said, we'll never bow down. What they saw when the flames grew higher
will forever be the talk of the town.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego. There's not a fiery furnace where the Lord himself will not go.
So take it from me,
my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
Oh.
us of trouble. You're wondering where is the Lord. Friend, if you had been there to see us, you'd have been completely amazed. When that fourth man stepped in between us, we never felt the heat of the flame.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
Take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego. There's not a fiery furnace where the Lord himself will not go.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
Take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego. There's not a fiery furnace where the Lord himself will not go.
So take it from me,
Meshach, my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
So take it from me,
Meshach, and my friend Shadrach, and our friend Abednego.
You're listening to a New Music Spotlight. Daniel Britt and friends, Mike Holcomb of the Inspirations is with me today as we're listening to these great tunes. And of course, when you look at faithfulness, you look at the Inspirations, and you have those kind of words that coincide there. And then you also have the McCamies and Faithful, because they've been traveling together as a wonderful family group, putting out some great songs, blessing people all across this country. And Mike, I know good friends of yours as well.
They are. The McCamies are the real deal.
Yep.
They are genuine. They love the Lord. And God has blessed them with probably the greatest set of songs any group has ever had to sing. Mm. I mean, it's just been amazing, one right after the other. And here they've come up with another one that is destined to be one of the best songs that's come along, called When He Speaks. I heard them sing this just the other night, and it was tremendous how God spoke through his servants, his message about him still being God, still being in control, still having the authority and the power. And what a tremendous song this is. And the McCamies do a great job.
Here they are, McCamies, here on Daniel Britt and Friends. And my guest co-host, Mike Holcomb of the Inspirations, joining us today.
Broken from the journey, beaten from the struggle, straining to see his hand at work in me. In the middle of confusion, my doubts and delusion, I want. When he speaks, I know his voice. When he speaks, my soul does rejoice. When he speaks, my heart knows no fear. Oh, the peace when he speaks. Struggled with answers in a sea of trouble, drowning in the waves of the ocean's tide. In my desperate situation and present complication, I look for a safe place to run and hide. But when he speaks, I know his voice. When he speaks, my soul does rejoice. When he speaks, my heart knows no fear. Oh, speaks, my soul does rejoice. When he speaks, my heart knows no fear. Oh, the peace when he speaks.
Daniel Britton Friends.
It's a new music spotlight. Right now, the latest from Jessica Keane, with my guest co-host today, Mike Holcomb of the Inspirations.
When your waters are so troubled, you don't think you count at all. Waves may seem like mountains when your boat is oh so small. But somewhere past the clouds waits a new day to begin. Sometimes it takes a storm to calm the storm within. Sometimes it takes a storm to know you need a shelter. When the anchor's in your life disappear without a trace. Sometimes the wind will rage before you sail calm water. Sometimes it takes a storm to find a hiding place. They were drifting in the darkness. The sea was all around. They cried out to the master, please save us or we'll drown. Jesus heard the cries and mercy stilled the wind. Sometimes it takes a storm to see the sun again. Sometimes it takes a storm to know you need a shelter. When the anchor's in your life disappear without a trace. Sometimes the wind will rage before you sail calm waters. Lord, thank you for the storms, for I found my hiding. Oh, thank you for the storms. Lord, you are my hiding place.
You're listening to Daniel Britton Friends, nothing but the new stuff, and we're listening to it together with Mike Holcomb of the Inspirations. And the next one up is Tribute Quartet, Mike. This is a quartet that I have fallen in love with because they kind of, I mean, they're fairly young guys, but they've brought back this classic quartet sound. You got different kinds of quartet music out there, but they do a stellar job, I think, of this classic sound. Would you agree?
I do. We had the opportunity to spend the day with them down in Florida back in February. There was some dear folks that invited both groups to come to their house and eat, so we got to spend quite a bit of time with them and really got to know them fairly well. These guys are doing a tremendous job, and they're working unbelievable amount of days. They do like 265 days a year now.
Wow.
And that's just untold. Mm-hmm. That's almost twice as many as the Inspirations do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just staying busy, doing their thing, and they've got a great song here, Good News from Jerusalem. I'm glad there is good news from Jerusalem. I'm glad there is an empty tomb. And one of these days there will going to be a king coming from glory to sit on the throne in Jerusalem. There's good news all about Jerusalem. It's going to be the center of the whole world.
Mm.
And this song is great. These boys do a great job presenting.
Tribute Quartet now on this New Music Spotlight. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Jesus was a man who was not like any other. He preached about judgment and a kingdom soon to come. Oh, the people had never heard words like these. He stirred up the scribes and the Pharisees. So they began to plot against God's one and only Son. They led him before the courts and the halls of Pilate. In a trial they mocked and condemned this righteous man. Pilate listened to the crowd and he knew they lied. But when he heard the people cry, crucify, he tried, but he couldn't wash the blood from his guilty hand. Jesus died on a lonely hill they called Mount Calvary. They laid him in a tomb and a stone sealed him inside. But 3 days later, when the women came, shocked and excited, when they reached his grave, they ran back to town and everybody heard him cry.
Good news from Jerusalem. Cross on a hill where a debt was paid. An empty tomb where his body lay. A small upper room where they saw he was glorified. Good news from Jerusalem. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Good news from Jerusalem. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive.
Years have passed since he ascended. Oh, wars rage on in a world so lost in sin.
Troubles and trials on every hand. Peace is coming to the promised land. When the king comes back, we'll shout it again and again. Good news from Jerusalem. A sign in the sky every eye can see. Never last for eternity. A throne for a king who had long been prophesied. Good news from Jerusalem. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Good news, good news, he's alive. A sign in the sky every eye can see. A crown never lasts for eternity. A throne for a king who had long been prophesied.
Good news, he's alive.
This is Daniel, Britt, and Friends, and it's a new music spotlight listening to great tunes with my friend Mike Holcomb of the Inspirations. Right now, Poet Voices.
Mary came out early at dawn, but she found the Savior gone. Two and wide unto her said, "Why seek among the dead? Tell the whole world he's alive. Resurrection day proclaims Christ the risen Savior reigns. Oh, what joy my heart reveals.
Listening to a new music spotlight on Daniel, Britt, and Friends with my guest co-host today, Mike Holcomb, bass singer of the Inspirations, and what'd you say, 42 years you've been with the Inspirations, Mike?
I'm in my 41st year. 41st. I started in September of 1972.
Wow. An incredible tenure, and you've seen, you know, some of the groups we've played today are new, and then some of them have been around for a while, and you've been crossing paths with them. This next group has been on the scene, you know, and I don't like to make people sound old, but they've been on the scene since I was a little guy, because I'm almost the same age as Laura in here, and I'm talking about the Tallies, and they're still giving great concerts, doing great ministry, and picking some great songs.
They really are. These are good folks, and they enjoy what they do, and they do it well. And I'm appreciative of their talent and what they've done for the Lord. And this song that they're singing, Make Way for the Master, is a tremendous piece of work. It's a song that should help anyone to decide that Jesus is who they need to make room in their heart, to make room in their life, for Him to be in control. Make room for the Master's great song, and the Catalysts do a great job of presenting.
Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside begging. His hands were extended in need. He had little hope of escaping his life. A blind beggar was all he would be. He heard a commotion. People had gathered. And someone said Jesus was nigh. He cried, Son of David, have mercy on me. And by his faith was given his sight. Make way for the Master. Jesus is passing by. Like a blind man begging, search for a glimpse of the light. Waking each morning with fear and despair, still haunted by shadows of night. Then one day a preacher talked of a Savior. Someone took me by the hand. I cried out for mercy and He.
Tallies. And you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends and Your Music Spotlight with my guest co-host today, Mike Holcomb of the Inspirations. Right now, it's Song and Dance. Here's Channing Ellington.
David's on his throne at sundown. His paper and his pen are in his hand. He's waiting for a song at sundown. as he gazes out across his holy land. And he thinks of old Goliath and he smiles, and he can barely keep from laughing. And greatly to be praised, and he can hear the rivers clapping, and they're still clapping to the same old song and dance. Well, the cadence of the sea is just as steady, and the chorus of the hills is just as strong, and the faithfulness of God is just as mighty as it was when the shepherd slew the giant with a stone. You can close your eyes and listen to the sea. You can feel the holy rhythm that's as great as the Lord and greatly to be praised for the mercy he has given. He's still giving. It's the same old song and dance. His love is everlasting. It's the same as it was a million years ago. And I can still hear David laughing, and the rivers are still clapping into the same old song. It's the same old song and dance.
Well, if you've been listening this hour, you've heard some of the best new songs in gospel music on Daniel, Britt, and Friends with my guest co-host today, Mike Holcomb of The Inspirations. And as I started off, we talked about, you know, my love for this group and your quartet, Mike, and just the faithfulness that I know Martin had this vision, school teacher, and you can tell even today that teacher quality still comes out in Martin.
It does. It does. Martin is 76 years old now,
Yeah. And
he's still teaching us and teaching the younger ones, especially more about how to treat people and how to be the kind of person that is real, that is genuine,
Yeah. That
devotes himself to this kind of music, this kind of lifestyle, that we promote the gospel, that we promote Jesus, that we promote the good things that God brings, and that's what the Inspirations have always been about. It's about a ministry. It's not about us.
And if folks want to get in touch with the Inspirations, or if they've, you know, maybe there's somebody who's listening who is new to this music and they'd like to know more about your tour schedule and coming to a concert or a church service where you guys will be, what's the best way to find that schedule?
The best way is on the internet, of course, theinspirations.com. They can go on there and go on the website and find the schedule for the next 2 months normally, and they can find out all about product, and there's all kinds of things on that website where people can see what's going on with the inspirations. And also, we're on Facebook. Our lead singer, David Reagan, puts something up on Facebook just about every day about the inspirations. And by the way, David's going to be a dad real soon, so that may curtail part of that everyday stuff. But anyway, David does a good job with the inspirations on Facebook.
Well, we can watch the updates. I'm sure there'll be some baby pictures we can watch for, too, there. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there will be baby pictures very soon.
And tell me about your family real quick. I mean, we won't leave you out of this.
Well, I have two children, and they're both probably older than you are. I have a son, Nathan, that's 35. I have a daughter, Nicole, that's 33. And Nicole has a little girl that is soon to be 8. She's 7, wow. Be 8 in June, going on 18.
Wow.
And my princess, my little, I'm telling you, I've had the opportunity to spend quite a bit of time with her because they live about 100 yards from us. And she's just the apple of my eye. Nathan has a little boy that is now almost 10 months old.
Wow.
And he's going to be a big brother before long.
Nice.
And he's going to have a little sister. And so by the 1st of June, we'll have 3 grandchildren.
My goodness.
And Lord willing, I'm going to do my best to spoil them right.
That's a good job description. Hey, Mike, it's been good to have you here as we've listened to these great new sounds. And we just bless the inspirations pray for protection as you guys travel the roads and sing your hearts out for Jesus. Appreciate what you do.
Thank you, Daniel. We appreciate what you do. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this time with you.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.